Blog Talk Radio.
God, everybody, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it. And welcome to Pray One for Another. I'm your host, Evangelist Hilda, sitting in for my pastor, Prophet R.D. Wiggins, who is the pastor of House of Manessa Christian Ministries. And we are a church beyond walls. I'd like to first of all take this time to thank you for tuning in. And this is Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own Associate Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry will be here to bring a powerful word to us tonight. And you can call in. I'm your host, Evangelist Hilda, And you can call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. To God be the glory. And our motto comes from James chapter 5, verse 16, where it says, confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that ye may be healed. The effective, permanent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Praise be to God. At this time, I'd like to invite the Holy Spirit into the sanctuary. We never like to start our broadcast or our service without inviting the Holy Spirit to come into the midst of it all. So Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. By Francesca.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. Nothing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free. My shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God,
and is able. The Bible says he's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. Our God is able, amen. He's able. Hallelujah. Come to let you know that my God is able, able to set you free. Yes, my God is able, yeah. Oh, I come to let you know, oh, that my God is able. Yes, he is able to heal you now. Yes, yes, my God is able. I think you don't know. I said, I come to let you know that the God of our power, my God is able. Yes, I know he's able to heal you now, to heal you now, yeah. Oh, my God is able. Sing it to them heaven. I came to let you know that my God is able, yeah, to set you free. Yes, my God is able. I came to let you know tonight, it's part of what you're going through, that my God is able, able to set you free. Oh, yes, my God. Whatever you're going through tonight, just remember, my God is able.
That my God is able. Yes, my God is able. I come to let you know. You see, I'm trying to for myself, and I know that he's able to heal you now. Yes. Let me tell you a little bit about what I've been through, yeah. See, I've been homeless, yeah. Didn't know where I was gonna rest my head, but God is bigger, hey, yeah. So I come to let you know tonight, there's nothing impossible for God.
touch your neighbor, tell him he's able.
Able.
Come on, say he's able.
Able.
He's able. No matter what you're bound with, drugs, sex, whatever it might be, God has the power to break you loose. And is able to come into your marriage and set you free. Is able to come into your life and deliver you. Whatever the problem might be, my God is able. Oh, why don't you just give him a try? Reach out to the Lord. Call on his name. Cause he's able. Cause he's able. My God, my God, my God, my God, my God is able. Able to release you, able to set you free, able to heal you, yeah. Able to deliver you, able to rescue you, able to hold you up, able to bring you out of whatever storm you might be going through. He is able to provide, yeah. He's able to make way out of no way. God, I make something out of nothing. Hallelujah, he's the creator of the heaven and the earth. My God is able, yes he is, yes he is. Oh, I know, I come to let you know that my God is able. Oh, come on, somebody worship the Lord. Somebody bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I say hallelujah, hallelujah, he is worthy. Oh, somebody give him praise, somebody give him glory, give him worship. We worship you, Lord, we bless you, Lord. Hallelujah, oh, there is none like you, Lord. Oh, we give you praise, we give you glory, Lord. Oh, come on, praise him because he's able. I said praise him because he's able. Praise him because he's able. Yes, he is. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, we worship you. You able, Lord. You able, Lord.
Amen. El Roi, which means the God who sees me. El Roi, through this great name, you reveal your heart in a unique, powerful way. In this name, you remind us that you see us as individuals. You see, and thus you know. When you saw Abraham on the mountaintop and witnessed his trust in you, you provided a ram as Jehovah Jireh, likewise as El Roi. You see where I am and you respond because you see me. I know that I am truly known, to be known by you, to not be forgotten, is one of my greatest needs. So this name comforts me greatly. I praise you because you are not a distant God who sits far off, isolated from those who you have made. Instead, you see me, you are with me, and you care. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen.
You're listening to
name is Evangelist Hilda, and you're listening to Pray One for Another, 626-213-5681. And call in your prayer requests, for my God is truly able.
This is for my sister.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is for my sister. Stay strong.
Yeah.
I pray your strength in Christ. Don't let the game steer you wrong. Sippin' on the same drink, water check the same, cheap boys, same kush, smoke, same conversation, different stuff, same temptation, same game, same honey, same front, like we got paper, it make you feel big, carrying his gun, tough guy, such a deadbeat to his kids, but he's so fly, 90% of his conversation was all lies, you want two for the price of one, you and your sister like wine, so he buy a drink to get you drunk. I ain't rubbing on your sister's side. Every opportunity get you wish you pass by. Now you both way controlled by another power. It's quiet as kept. Every sucker in the club plot with no regret. I used to plot too. I must confess it was right. But that's the price my sister pay. Every night she play.
She plays a street light. Cause there's no place she can go.
The street light don't come with no proposal. Only believe half of what you see. And only 2% of what you hear. Pray your strength. Your mouth, but he's far from your heart, no doubt you can see love from the start, ever tied your thumb, sipping on your drink, sitting at the bar, 5 drinks a minute, now you on a dance floor, heavy breathing, bumping and grinding like you want more, sweating teeth, dropping your load to the floor, misrepresent everything you stand for, showing the games you sold, not told, remember you reap what you sold,
some people see, just who you wanna be, and every night you shine, just like a superstar. The type of life that plays,
and the ballers don't care for
you. Your dress, your walk, your talk, your
hope,
you think you are. She plays a
sex you tonight, forget you tomorrow. One night stand in the back of the car instead of demanding respect. You let him trick your heart. You surviving on the edge, hope you find a baller bouncing around from clubs to car. He only like you enough when you giving it up. Your friendships can't be taught. So when he sex you up, remember respect can't be bought. So be the real quick, give me all.
Yeah, let the people see what a
real
who
sister
you wanna
said.
Be. And every night you shine,
what a real sister
just
said.
Like a superstar. The type of life that plays a tense and masquerade. Your dress, your walk, your tone.
The ladies are
your
female,
you think
but
you
the heart
are.
Is clear. Die for us all. Remember patience, raise debts, all the money, material things. Sisters will never feel an empty heart. Don't be ashamed to call on Jesus' name. He'll heal your pain and erase your scar. If you go and worship Son, you remember Jesus gave you life. And he loves you for who you really are. You a temple of God, a queen. So keep your faith up and look towards the star. I'm sending back Christ Jesus to point the way. To safety, to security. Come to world of the living. Come, sister. In Jesus' name.
Until you play your life away.
Jesus loves you. And I love you too.
Come
to world of the living.
I'm all alone, searching for an answer to go on in this life. I'm tired of failure. I tried so many times to find my way, and I'm not sure. I'm all worn out. I'm all worn out.
Rohi, which means the God who sees me. When we feel alone and forgotten, please help us. Please forgive us for neglecting to acknowledge your name. Forgive us for grumbling when we don't see the one who sees us. Help us to remember that you are there. Yes, you are the God who sees us in whatever situation we are facing. Pardon us for failing to see the God who sees us. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Again, you are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own Associate Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry will be here to bless our hearts with a mighty word from God. So you don't want to miss this Holy Ghost-filled woman on fire for the Lord. Tune in at 7 p.m. when Pastor Kathy will bless us. 319-527-6204. To God be the glory.
Have you ever been set up?
I cry hard, so hard, sometimes I remember the fuel in my fire was the struggles with the paper. My mama couldn't afford new shoes an hour later. I remember shaking my head, buying tailors for the summer. Dang, I was the laughing stock, but so was the sun. He was framed and fly by the cats who claim they knew him not. So when I put my shoes up, just know he gets the props. I'm showing gratitude, cause the cross cost a lot. And matter of fact, he paid it all. I know what I got. Wanted to be a rapper, show sold out. And rapper back then, my show was in the mirror a lot. Singing to a single sinner, but never knowing the all-caps winner. Or even if my dreams will appear fast forward some years. Now I'm dying gray hairs, but still spitting in the mirror. The mirror. It was a setup. When I came through, my mom single and 18, my dad married and over the coupe. So what was I to do? I joined a dude, a baggy pants dude, rags, corn, roast, 10 boots. It was official. I hated the world. I hated my daddy. I hated girls. I hated a part of me that screamed, help me. But little did I know that heaven was my help. He was ordering me, molding me, breaking me, taking me from infamil to rice and peas, cornbread, collard greens, was the main course meal, coupled with Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John 3:16. Yeah, I remember hip-hop hits for days. I chanted harder than them cats wearing hoodies. It was a setup, ayo, I had to let up.
Sitting in my room, hearing his voice softly. Lauren Hill told me to watch out. Biz told me he was just a friend. I directed all my frustrations at him. I to the folks on the end of my pen. You heard fear, you heard anger, you heard hip-hop pain. Never getting a break, I never realizing that he was back at it again. Suddenly, a change occurred in me. The sucker ran away and the big tower street. I no longer hated life, I no longer hated G.O.D. Man, I was free, huh? Man, I was free, huh?
Don't curse
the battle you're in right now, just give in to God. He's calling you. He's speaking to you. Yeah, you, the person that's listening to my voice. It's just a setup.
All you gotta do is let up
and just give in to the man above, and he gon' fix it
and make you better than you was.
I want you to put your mind and your focus on the Spirit of God. Allow His Spirit to come into your heart. For the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Thank you.
Sing hallelujah, sing hallelujah. So awesome, He's the Son of mountains, for he's a jealous God. Bow down to the great I am, for he's a holy God. Wave your hands in the air, give us a praise. Let the anointing have its way. Call on Jesus' name. Sing hallelujah, sing hallelujah. Wave your hands in the air, give us a praise. Let the anointing have its way. Call on Jesus' name. Sing hallelujah, sing hallelujah. So
When Hagar sat alone and afraid in the desert, you made yourself known to her as the God who sees. Thank you for making yourself known to us, too, as the God who sees. Whatever trials we face, you see it. Whatever opposition rises up against us, you see it. Whatever health issues comes upon us, you see it. Thank you for your attentiveness to us and for your willingness to reveal yourself as the God who sees. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen and amen. Praise be to God.
Of victory. I'm in the presence. I'm taking off this
light.
Oh, my soul's on fire. My spirit's on high.
Concludes our sweet hour of prayer. At this time, I'm going to play another selection, and following the selection, our very own Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God will come and bless our hearts this evening with a mighty word from God. Amen. So while we are waiting, I will play a short selection.
You can't hurry, gone. Oh no, you just gotta wait. Gotta trust him and give him time. No matter how long it takes, he's a God.
He's a God.
You can't hurry.
You can't hurry.
He'll be there. Don't you worry.
Don't you worry.
Oh, well, he may not come when you call him, but he's right on time. Oh, you can't hurry, God. Oh, no, you just gotta wait. You gotta trust him and give him time. No matter how long it takes, he's a God.
He's a God.
You can't hurry.
You can't hurry.
He'll be there.
He'll be there.
Don't you worry.
Don't you worry.
Oh, well, he may not come when you call him, but he's right on time.
Ooh.
God is the way maker. With great powers untold, he will give you the strength and the courage you need. Carry on. He's a God you can't hurry. He'll be there, don't you worry.
Well, he may not come when you call him, but he's right on time. Ooh.
God is a way maker. The great powers untold. He will give you the strength and the courage you need to help you carry on.
Don't you worry.
Well, he may not come when you call him, but he's right on time.
and await on him until our change comes. Now, at this time, our very own Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry is going to come and bless our hearts this evening with a mighty word from God. So let us all welcome her with a hand clap praise. Amen. God bless you, Pastor Kathy. How are you this evening?
God bless you, dear heart. Doing awesome. Thank you.
Praise be to God. It's in your hands.
Amen. Bless the Lord. I tell you, I was praying all the way home because this mouth is still acting up. But God getting ready to use it, and I'm going to feel no pain. My
Amen.
Goodness. I thank God it's another Thursday. Look at time. I don't know if anybody's paying attention, but time is flying. It's just passing us by. You know, we're sitting there, and before you know it, it's the end of the day, and then another day, and then that day's gone. So a lot of stuff is happening, but time is not being still because of what's happening. Like they're thinking about the pandemic and all this stuff. Time is still flying. It's
That's
like,
it.
Okay. When we look again, guess what? It's going to be 5 years have passed, and they still talk about the pandemic. That's how fast time is going.
Amen.
Well, God got something good for us today. He's got something good. I had to get myself charged up right quick. I told y'all this mouth be acting up. I had to get myself charged up, but here we go. God's got a good word for us today. It
Amen.
Ought to bless everybody's heart. Amen.
Amen.
Precious and Heavenly Father, just want to say thank you, oh God. Thank you not just because you woke us up this morning, clothing our right minds, divine healings within our bodies, oh God, but because you've allowed us to see another day, oh God. But because that's not the only reason. You allowed us to see another day, and then you took us that day. You kept us from danger seen and unforeseen. And for that, we are forever grateful, oh God, for all that you've done, for all that you're doing, and all that you're going to do. We say thank you. We honor you. We glorify your holy name. Now, Father God, as I move out of your way and allow you to use my lips as a mouthpiece to speak your word, I say have your way, oh God, that someone is going to be lifted up today. Somebody's going to be encouraged. And all are going to be blessed. And you and only you will get the glory.
Amen.
We ask all of these blessings.
Yes.
In the mighty name of your son, Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, amen. God amen. Bless all of you, everybody that was able to join in. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I don't take it lightly. I appreciate all of the love and support. Every time somebody gets on the line, that's a whole lot of love and a whole lot of support for me. So thank you for doing it, taking the time out of
Amen.
Your day just
yes.
to hear what thus says the Lord through Pastor Kathy. God bless you all. Here we go. Oh, thank you, Holy Ghost. Well, honor where honor is due. That's God's way. We honor the Apostle R.D. Wiggins, the visionary of the line, his lovely wife, Lady Nadine. We honor this awesome woman of God, the assistant pastor, Evangelist Hilda. Thank
okay.
God for her and her willingness to continue to do whatever God would have her to do.
Amen.
We bless God for this woman of God. We thank God for Apostle Mother Wiggins, Dr. Verlene Turner, Apostle Jackson. Thank God for her. These
Amen.
Ladies, even though they may not be on the line anymore, they still out there in the vineyard doing the work of the Lord. So we thank God that we had the time with them that we did have.
Amen.
Because we know that they're still out there pushing and pressing
That's
for
right.
people to come into the kingdom. So we thank God for them and their contribution to this line. Because I'm telling you, those ladies came, dropped some nuggets on us, allowed us to grow, and they took off to go do other work. So we
Amen.
Thank God for them because
yes.
they were our examples. And we bless God for all of them. We thank God for the love of my life, Pastor Stephen DuBose. Yeah. Thank God for this man of God. Because yeah. I'm telling you, sometimes, some days it's just not easy. But I thank God that we're standing neck and neck with one another, just hanging in there. And
amen.
We thank God for each other. We thank God for each other. And we thank God for all of the listeners today. We pray that you get what you came to get from God, a word that's going to lift you up. Amen. God bless
amen.
You guys. Here we go. Okay. Woo, thank you, Lord. We are going to be coming from, ooh, I love it, the Gospel of John, chapter 18, verses 9, excuse me, chapter 18, verses 8 through 12, 8 through 12.
Amen.
In the Gospel of John, in the middle of your Bibles. Here we go.
Amen.
I told you that I am he, Jesus replied, so that if you are looking for me, let these men go. I am the one you're looking for. That's what he's saying. You're looking for me. You're not looking for them. So take me and let them go. That's what he's saying. Wow. He was being, my goodness, glory to God, from day one he was being unselfish. Y'all got to look at this. Because even then, when he know they getting ready to take him and pin him to that cross, he said, let them go. They don't have to suffer for me. Let them go. Mm-hmm. I came to suffer for them. My goodness, glory to God. You ever heard your parents say that? You can't take care of me. I'm supposed to take care of you. I'm your parent, right? That's mm-hmm. what Jesus is saying to all of us right there. He said, let them go. They ain't got nothing to do with this. You want me. Take me. Wow. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Verse 9. This was to fulfill the word. See, you got to get this. Ah, my goodness. This was to fulfill the word he had spoken. I have not lost one of those you have given me. Then Simon Peter drew his sword and struck the servant on the high priest. Of the high priest. He struck the servant of the high priest, cutting off his right ear. The servant's name was Malchus. Wow. That's verse 10. Okay, verse 11. Put your sword back in its sheath, Jesus said to Peter. Shall I not drink the cup the Father has given me? My goodness, there's a lot of meat in this. Woo! Then the band of soldiers with its commander and the officers of the Jews arrested Jesus and bound him. My goodness, glory to God. May the Lord continue to add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and always the doing of his word. Amen.
Amen.
Y'all stay with me. If y'all hear my little lips stumbling, it's only because this mouth is stinging and tingling and everything else. So y'all just bear with me. Amen. I'm going to press through this.
Amen.
Here we go. Wow. The title of this message is, watch this now. Woo, God, I love you. Why art thou so sad? Wow. Thank you, God. I told y'all he was being unselfish. He said, why art thou so sad? Look what happened. You got to see, in order for you to get where he's going, you got to see where he came from. Look at verse 8, right? He told them, he says, I'm the one you're looking for. Let them go. I already explained that part to you. Now look at verse 9. This was to fulfill the word he had spoken. I have not lost one of those you have given me. Watch this. You, if you look at that sentence, look at the word you. Guess who he's talking to? This is good. Look at the word you, it's capitalized, right? It's in the middle of the sentence, so you know it's not starting a sentence. But the word you is capitalized. You know why? Ah, my goodness, glory to God. He's talking to himself. God, I love you. He's standing there talking to himself. He says, I have not lost one of those that you have given me. He's talking to himself. Yeah. Come on now. Y'all know the story. If he's talking to the Father and him and the Father are one, then he's talking to himself.
Amen.
I've not lost not one of these precious souls you gave me.
Okay.
Now, the reason why this sentence is so important is because every time someone said something to him, he wasn't able to do what they wanted him to do at that time. He would say, it is not my time. The Father has sent me on a mission. So you need to see that he's talking to the Father. And like I said, he's really talking to himself. So he's talking to the Father here. You know, I've not lost one. And you know why this is important? Because you've got to see the next sentence. Okay? He says, I've not lost one that you have given me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? The next sentence says, Simon Peter took his sword out and cut the man's ear off. You can't have my master. You done lost your mind. So he done cut the ear. And Jesus had to start. He said, what are you doing? Am I not supposed to drink from my goodness, glory to God. He says, am I not supposed to drink from the cup that the Father has given me? Y'all got to hear this today because you've got to understand, number one, he keeps referring to the Father. And if he's referring to the Father, he's saying then in the position that I'm in, I'm the Son. And as the Son, I've got, oh, my goodness, glory to God, I've got to do what the Father's telling me. And right now the Father is telling me it is better that I go this route so you can come that route.
Amen.
My goodness, glory to God. I believe y'all missed it. If I don't go this route, you can't come that route. In other words, how will you make it into the kingdom, my goodness, glory to God, unless there be a sacrifice, my goodness, with the blood that is worthy to be sacrificed. So in other words, I can't kill him or him or him. His blood ain't worthy, huh? They can't be the sacrificial lamb. Because they got to be without spot or wrinkle. They've got to be without sin. And all have sinned and fallen short of the glory. Look at King David. King David wanted to build Jesus. He wanted to build God a house. God said, you can't build no house for me.
All
that blood on your hand.
Mm-hmm.
You know, buddy, no. No, I can't use you to do that. You got too much blood on you. So that is the reason why none of us or none of them back then could be the sacrificial lamb. Huh? Because they were unclean. They were already guilty of sin. How do I know? Hello. Why is he going on the cross again? Apparently sin was already here.
Right.
Or else he wouldn't have had to come.
That's right.
So when he came to meet sin, to address sin, to deal with sin, to put sin at ease. Why? Because people, when they think, well, I've done this and I've done that, and you know what? He came to put your mind at ease because I know you sin. I know everything you've done. Mm-hmm. But you got to hear this story so you'll know, oh, my goodness, how much he loves us, right? It says that as soon as he told them, I'm the one you came for. Get me. Lead him alone. Peter done chopped off the man's ear, right? You know why this is good? Because if you know the rest of the story, you understand that this is Peter saying, Father, I'm going to follow you, Master, until to death. I'm going to do whatever it got to take. I'm going to be right here by your side. Whatever you go through, I'm going through. And he was loving on him and loving on him and loving on him, even to the point he tried to defend his life, try to protect him, keep them from getting him. And so he cut the man's ear off. But then later on, if you keep following the story, this was the same Peter that denied him.
Mm-hmm.
You one of those followers of Jesus. No, I don't know what you're talking about. Yes, you are. You was following Jesus. I think I remember. You don't remember me. Wasn't me. I wasn't with no Jesus. I don't even know the man. But you was just trying to cut somebody's ear off because you loved him that much.
Mm-hmm.
Come on now, y'all got to hear this, because
yes.
he's talking to us. 1 minute you love me to death, and the next, my goodness, glory to God, you got to hear it because he's trying to tell you something. He says 1 minute you're driven by love, and the next minute you're pushed by fear. Come on now. And even though at that time it was Peter was driven by love, and later on he was pushed by fear. Where was he pushed to step back? He kept going back and back. So he was like, I don't know him from you. Backing up, no. But just a minute ago you was pushed by love, driven by love when you cut the man's ear off. Come on now. You know why this is good stuff? Because God is talking to all of us. He says, why are you so sad?
Mm.
Well, he put it this way to me when he gave it to me. He says, why are thou so sad? Thou being all of us, right? Why are we so sad? Because he understands 1 minute you're going to be loving on him with every ounce of your being. And
yes.
the next minute you're going to forget to know him.
Yes, yes, that's.
In one instance, love is going to drive you to do things that you never thought you would do for him. Come on now. And then on the other instance, you're going to be pushed by fear to back away from him.
Mm-hmm.
Know how I know?
Mm-hmm.
I do it all the time. I'm not exempt.
Okay.
I'll be sitting here loving on God and loving on God and loving on God. Oh, thank you, Holy Ghost. Ooh, he said, use your mouth.
All right,
I tell you, he snuck that one in on me. He really snuck that one in on me. Because I'm sitting here telling y'all, 1 minute you're loving on him, and Holy Ghost goes, use your mouth. And for those of you that don't know what I mean when I say the Holy Ghost, okay, the Holy Spirit. And if you don't know what I mean when I say that the Holy Spirit said, use your mouth, inside my spirit, I was unctioned to say, use your mouth. You know why? Because I'm loving on God, and I'm telling people, don't be afraid. Don't be scared. Da, da, da. God is with us. He's going to help us. Da, da, da. And the next few minutes, because the doctors cannot find out what's wrong with my mouth, there are days when I get scared because the tingling is so bad. I'm going, it's got to be a sign that something's wrong with my body. I don't understand. Where is this coming from? So you see what I'm saying? You could be in love with him 1 minute, and because of fear, you're backing away from him. And not backing away that you trying to sin. No, backing away that you don't trust him.
Exactly.
So fear has me on days when my lips are stinging so bad, and right now they kind of stinging, you know. It'll get me some days where I'm thinking, oh, my goodness, this is a sign that something else is going on in my body. You know, and then I get all scared even though I don't see anything to anybody. I just say, oh, it's just tingling. Oh, it's just burning. But in my mind, I'm thinking something else is going on in my body. That's a sign. Like sometimes you get these headaches from nowhere. It's a sign that, hey, you ain't been drinking no water. Come on now.
Yes.
So the body will send signals when it's missing something. It's got to have something sort of send signals to you out there. And this signal is saying, I think you better go back to the doctor. I think you better go back to the doctor. And so what do? I go running back to another doctor and another doctor. Went to the emergency room, seen one doctor. Went to a private physician, another doctor. Went to Stephen's Job Today physician, another doctor. And I have come to the conclusion that my private doctor says, I will remove that thorn when I'm ready. Right now, Kathy, just know my grace is sufficient. And to somebody, it may mean nothing. To me, it means everything. Because I feel like this. Why in the world is my mouth the only thing have been attacked by this pain? My mouth? Really?
Yep.
It could have been my arm or my leg or my foot. No, it's my mouth.
Mm-hmm.
It's my mouth. The one weapon that I have that I can use that won't hurt anybody, but it will definitely benefit them. Because why? I'm preaching the good news.
That's right.
And so, you know, there was a time, and I got to tell y'all that there was a time when me and Pastor Stephen were in the hospital, and he had something going on with his side or whatever, and he had gone through some cancer at one point, and then again, he's like, oh, my God, I can't walk. And so we go to the emergency room, and they want to give him chemo and all this stuff. And I'm hearing God while I'm looking at him. And I'm going, oh, my God, you know, because his legs was really, whatever nerve he hit, it was causing him not to be able to walk. And so I'm looking at him, but I'm looking at him because he's looking at me. Let me explain. I'm looking at him because he's looking at me. He's looking at me the way children look at their parents. They look at their parents to see, are we going to be okay or is everything really out of whack? And your mother or your father standing there with their brave face on while they shaking in their boots. Please, this ain't nothing. We going to get some food. Don't we always get food? But they know darn well in their mind, they say, I don't know where. We going to get no food drunk. But they can't panic because the kid is looking to see, if my parents panic, then we in bad shape. And I'm a panic too. So Stephen was looking at me like that, like, Kat, what you think? What you feeling in your spirit? Like I do when I'm sick, I look at him and say, what you getting? What's in your spirit? You know? We heard a lady the other night, she looked at me, she looked at me and asked Stephen, she says, oh, my husband is a pastor. And Stephen said, wow, wonderful. And then she goes, and his wife is his pastor. She said, my husband is my pastor, and his wife is his pastor. I said, all righty, then I got to take that and use that. Sounds good to me. And so now I'm looking at Stephen, and he's got that look on his face that, okay, fear done overtook me. I'm getting kind of nervous. Well, what you getting? And I'm hearing it in my spirit while I'm looking at him and listening to the doctor saying, we're going to have to put him on chemo. We're going to have to do this. We're going to have to do that. And I laid next to Stephen and I whispered in his ears. I said, God said, this didn't come to hurt you. And he turned, and you could tell when he turned to look at me, there was a different look on his face. Like, what you say? I said, this didn't come to hurt you. We're not getting no chemo or none of that. He looked back at the doctor. He said, I won't be needing no chemo. I'm okay. Now, they already had gave him one steroid or something. And he says, no, it'll be okay. And the doctor said, well, I'll be back after I make my rounds, and we'll talk about how we're going to do what? Didn't we just say ain't going to be no chemo? But the doctor is looking at us like, y'all panicking, y'all nervous. So when I finish making my rounds, it will have set in that you need this chemo, and I'll be back. So he leaves the room. And Steve said, what you getting? I said, God said this didn't come to hurt you, right? Slow you down a little bit, but it didn't come to hurt you. And we're going to be all about our business. And I'm telling you, Stephen rested up. Anybody knows Pastor Stephen, you got to understand, he don't get no rest. He just keep going and going and going until the body just knocks him out. He gonna go over here and work over here, and he gonna work over here. And I said, "What you doing?" No, I'm just gonna do this 1 yard. No, I'm just gonna go in here and do these few hours. No, I'm just gonna go. I said, "What in the world? Okay, all right, you gonna get another just going, and he don't shut down until his body knocks him down. So he got knocked down. In that instant, the cancer wasn't there to harm him because God said it wasn't. It was there to knock him down so he could get some rest. And he went to sleep, and I went to sleep in the chair, woke up, the doctor was saying, you got to do certain stuff. And I'm looking at Steve like, morning come, we out of here. We ain't going through all that. And the morning came, but hear me good. If you have not heard from God, don't do it. You better know that this is what God has said to you. right? Because you got other people, my goodness, thank you, Holy Ghost. You got other people that may want to pick up on somebody else's blessing. They want to grab hold of a word that God gave someone else. That's not your word. You've got to wait till God tells you what to do in your situation.
Amen.
You can't just say, oh, well, you know, that's what he said. No, that's not what he said for you.
Right.
Now, for you, he might be saying take some medicine, and you might have to be here a few days. I don't know what he said to you, but I do know the same way he healed Pastor Stephen, he's able to heal you, whichever method he chooses to use.
Amen.
He's still a healer.
Yes, he is.
But you've got to understand the same method he used for them may not be the method he used for you, but he's still a healer. He's still a deliverer. Come on now. He's still able. And so, you know, the next day we got up and went on about our business. Because he said it didn't come happen. But the thing about it is there are times when we love on God with every ounce of our being. And then there's times when fear takes over.
Yes.
Right? And we just can't do it. And that's why he says, you've got to read this word and then tell them what it means. Because I don't think they understand. Okay, so here's the thing. The word says, my goodness, glory to God. The word says that of the ones you gave me, I did not lose one. I didn't lose any one of the ones you gave me. You know why this is good news for us? Because what he's saying is, you got to understand part of his prophecy, right? But because it says, if you go up a little bit, it says he's saying this to fulfill his word. If he's fulfilling his word, the word's already been spoken. If the word's already been spoken, it's prophecy because it hasn't come to pass yet. And now he's speaking prophecy, fulfilling his word. And so what he's saying is, I haven't lost not one of the ones that you, Father, that you gave. My goodness, watch this now. And even the ones that had not accepted him, he still didn't lose them. Come on, y'all got to stay with me. He still did not lose them. Why? You got to understand, it's a prophetic word. He's fulfilling his word. And if he's fulfilling his word, he's speaking some things that may not have come to pass yet, right? Mm-hmm. Just like he said. He said it again a different way. You know, when you go to take the post office test, they say the same thing, but they say it a different way. Well, the same thing with God. Huh? He says, I haven't lost not one of the ones you gave me. Amen. And then somewhere in there, he says, my word will not return to me void. It will accomplish everything I set it out to accomplish. He's saying the same thing right now. And he says, I haven't lost not one of them, not one of the ones you gave me. Guess what? Even though you're still out there, you may be under the sound of my voice, but you haven't come in yet. You haven't accepted him as your Lord and Savior. How could he profess that he hasn't lost not one? Because he's speaking prophecy. Prophecy says, you may not be in right now, but you're coming in.
Amen.
And because I'm in your future, speaking about, oh, my goodness, God, I love you. Speaking about what's going to happen, I can say that I have not lost one that you gave me. Now, my goodness, this is good stuff. I may have lost a few that you didn't give me, and it's only because they weren't ours to begin with.
Amen.
I told you that his word, I told you that his word would not return to him void. So if I didn't lose you, you were never mine if you don't come in.
Amen.
Oh, my goodness. That's God, good. I love you. Woo! That's good stuff. So it's not that I lost you. You weren't mine to begin with. That's what he's saying. And so for the rest of you, because you feel like he said, 1 minute Peter's cutting off the ear because he's so in love with God and he don't want him to take Jesus. No, you can't take my master. I'm going to stick with him to death. And the next minute he over there, I don't know the man. And God is saying there are times when you love on me with every ounce of your being. But then there's times when you deny. You know me. How do I know this? Whenever you step back into sin, you have just denied that you know me. You don't have to open your mouth and say, I don't know the man. I don't know who that is. All you have to do is once you come to the place that you do know him, you've accepted him as your Lord and Savior, and you're loving on him, and you're worshiping him one day, and you're lifting up the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And the next minute you're out there cussing and fussing and doing other things, those are the times when you have turned your back on him, when you have denied that you know him.
Mm-hmm.
How do I know? Because you're not acting like him anymore.
Amen.
Huh? You know how many days I've had my mother come up on me and people would tell her stuff and she goes, not my child. Not my child. And the people are like, I'm trying to, and they said, well, let me see. If you would have told me it was Kathy, I might have believed you. But not if you tell me it's Clinton. Oh, no, not that one. I know my children. My goodness, glory to God. And guess what? Saying is, I know this one is capable of that, and that one is capable of that. I know what they all capable of. But at the end of the day, they still mine.
That's right.
And because they're mine, no matter what you tell me, Satan, no matter what you tell me, because they are mine, my goodness, glory to God, you still cannot stop me from loving them. What shall separate us from the love of God? Nothing.
Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
I'm so glad he didn't say, what shall separate you from me?
Ooh.
He said, what shall separate us from the love of God? So in other words, nothing is going to change the way I feel about you.
That's right.
Sometimes you may grow a little weary and act like you don't love me, but I know you love me. Why? Because I know your heart. How do you know my heart? I created it.
You created it. Yes. Thank you, Lord.
That's why David kept saying, created me a clean heart. I done messed up again. Created me a clean heart. Wash me. Why did it snow?
Yes.
I am your creation. I am that clay. You are the potter, and I am the. My goodness, God, I love it. I'm the clay. You're the potter. When you see I'm all messed up, then you fix me back up. He has the ability to take a crooked path and make it straight.
Yes, he does. Praise be to God.
So that's him making and molding his clay all over again when it starts falling. You ever seen clay when it's still soft? It starts falling. Oh, my goodness, there's a word right there. When it's still soft and it's kind of falling and leaning and, you know, and you look at it and say, that ain't what I'm trying to achieve with my clay. And you straighten it back up, because, see, I took pottery class, and you straighten it back up and try to hurry up and, oh, my goodness, glory to God. You try to hurry up and get it into the flames, because once the heat hits it, now it's stuck.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Woo! That was a prophetic word right there. You got to hear what I'm saying. Once the heat hits it, then it's stuck, and it's not going to lean like it used to lean.
Mm-hmm.
You know why I say that's prophetic? Because, listen, once we go through the fire, remember when we saw the devil can toss us to and fro, huh? Because we don't know who we are. We don't know whose we are. We still testing the water. But once we go through the fire, my goodness, glory to God. When you go through the fire, come back out smelling like roses, and that fire has not consumed you like with the Hebrew boys. And he looked at it, hey, didn't we throw three men in there bound? Why they walking around? How they get the chains off them?
Mm-hmm.
The love of God did that.
Amen.
Huh? And the love of God, once you've gone through the fire and you have felt the love of God, oh, my goodness, glory to God. Now the enemy cannot continue to throw you as quickly as he did when you were soft. My goodness, God, I love you. When you were soft, he was just tossing you to and fro. He was just making a mockery of you. But once you came through that fire and you have felt the love of God, huh? Just like that clay, it's hard to move it once it's gone through the fire.
That's right.
Why? Because God has shown me a love that I will never be able to deny that I've seen. And I don't know about anybody else, but God has loved on us so long and in so many ways. I'm telling you, even right now, I feel the love of God. Why? Because my lips is wrecking with pain, but I don't feel the pain because I'm, my goodness, glory to God. That's why I say, he's saying, I'll remove that thorn when I'm ready. Because I'm sitting here some days and I'm going, okay, how is it when I go to preach, the pain just lifts? And when I finish, it returns. What is that about, Lord? He said, it's about you, Kathy. Mm-hmm. It's about me. It's about me. Because if it was about me, I wouldn't be feeling no pain. Oh, yes, you would. Mm-hmm. It's about you. I'm trying to show you whose you are.
Amen.
And once you see who you are, mm-hmm. and once you realize who you are, oh, my goodness, glory to God, you will be able to go out there and walk the same pathway as your brother so that you'll bring souls to Christ. But you first got to figure out whose you are so you'll know who you are, so you can do what who sent you to do. God sent you.
Amen.
That's
yes.
who. Huh? God sent you. And if he sent, oh, my goodness, glory to God. And if he sent you, he's ahead of you. And not only is he ahead of you, he's with you. And not only is he with you, he's behind you. That's what King David said. He said, where can I go that your presence is not there? If I look to the left, there you are. Look to the right, if I look behind me, I look up, I look down, you're all around.
Thank you, Jesus.
And he's going, I hope by now you know that I am omnipresent.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I'm no average man. I am the Lord thy God.
Hallelujah.
Huh? And when I say, fear not, I am with thee, I am with thee. Mm-hmm. And even on the days when you think I'm being quiet or that I'm asleep, mm-hmm. well, this is why it would behoove you to study my word. My word says, I will never slumber nor sleep.
That's right. Praise be to
Even
God.
Even with my eyes closed, I see what you're going through. Mm-hmm. Why? Because mm-hmm. I've already been through your whole life.
Amen.
You ought to know by now, he's at the end walking his way backwards. He's not walking the direction we're walking. He's already at the end. He knows, my goodness, glory to God. He knows how each of our lives will end.
Amen. Yes, he does.
That
yes,
by itself
does.
Ought to call you to grab hold to his skirt tail and say, Lord God, don't let me go.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Because you're the only one that knows what lies ahead of me.
That's right. Thank
My
you,
goodness, glory to God. So he's looking at you going, why art thou so sad? Did you not hear my word? When mm-hmm. I started off this statement, I said, I have not lost one of those that you have given me. And if you're still walking around claiming that you are a child of God, then you're one of the ones that was given to him. And if you're one of the ones that was given to him, you know that he just said, I have not lost them. So nothing can pry you out of the hands of God. Nothing can take his love away from you. Nothing. Even, my goodness, even when you turn your back on him and you deny that you know him, he's still with you. Oh, my God. Because when he was on that cross and Peter had already forgotten that he knew him and denying and all that, guess what? He looked back at Peter, and before he was taken up out of here, he restored him.
Amen.
He said, Peter, do you love me? Yeah, Peter, do you love me? Yeah, Peter, do you love me? Lord, you know I love you. You know all things. You know I love you. I know you love me. I just needed you to know.
Mm-hmm.
In those times when it seems like the devil is playing with your mind, saying, you don't love God. Look what you're doing. Look what you did. Look at this. Look at that. He's the father of lies and the accuser of the saints. He's standing before God accusing us of all kind of stuff. And God is not saying a word. You know why? Silence is a weapon.
Amen.
And I got to come in for a close now. Silence is a weapon. You see what they were saying all that stuff to Jesus. You know I got the ability to keep you from going to the cross. And I could just say, and Jesus wasn't saying a word. He was looking at them. How foolish can you be?
Exactly.
You can't take my life. I lay my life down. You don't take nothing from me. In fact, y'all so crazy, y'all don't even take my advice. My goodness, God, I love you. Because if you did, you wouldn't let these folks talk you into putting me on the cross. But it's okay, because this is my purpose.
Mm-hmm.
I came here to save them like you.
Yes.
Huh? Yeah, and you know how I know when Pilate was saying, I have the ability to keep this, and he really didn't want to take the blame for being the one to offer Jesus up. He let the people make the decision.
Yes.
Yeah. Y'all decide what y'all going to do with him. This blood ain't going to be on my hands. It's already on your hands.
Because
if you letting the people make a decision that you're supposed to make, the blood ready on. Oh my goodness!
Yes.
Don't think because you let somebody move first that it took it off from being that it came from you. It still came from you.
Mm-hmm.
Because the only way it wouldn't have come from you is if you would have looked at the people and said, "I will not put that man on the cross." But you didn't make a decision. You let the people make a decision. God says, you either hot or cold. If you're warm in the middle, I'm not with you.
Mm-hmm.
You got to make a decision.
Mm-hmm.
And the decision can't be to let others make a decision that was given to you.
Mm-hmm.
My goodness. Why are thou so sad? If when I told them, and before Peter cut the man ear off, I said, I have not lost one. That means no matter what you're going through, the days that you love on me, I'm with you. The days that you deny you know me, I'm still with you. Didn't you read in my word where it says I'm married to the backslider?
Amen. Ooh.
That means even though my people have come to know me, it doesn't mean that there won't be days they don't slip and fall again.
That's right.
You heard what Donnie McKirkland said. He said, we fall down, but we get back up.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
So there are going to be days when we fall.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't mean that we don't love him. It just means we fell short in this hour.
That's right.
That's all it means. And he's looking at you saying, why are you so sad? If I didn't lose you, you have not lost me.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you, God.
Mm-mm. Amen. We want to thank Pastor Kathy for that wonderful word. I think that deserves a hand clap praise. Amen. Praise be to God. At this time, we'd like to ask our guest online to give a brief response on how they enjoyed the word. And following that, Pastor Kathy will come back with the call to salvation and the benediction. Praise be to God. And we're going to start with caller 704-635. God bless you. How are you this evening? And do you have a response? Ooh, praise God. 864-420, God bless you, and how are you this evening, and do you have a response on how you enjoyed the word? Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I do give honor to God tonight, and I thank God for the word, amen, that Pastor Kathy brought. It blessed my heart, and I'm glad to be in the midst of you all tonight.
Hallelujah. Praise be to God.
Okay. God bless you. That was Pastor Angie Williams. That's my sister-in-law. Oh, bless the Lord. She done snuck on tonight. God bless you, dear heart.
Amen.
Bless you. Love you.
Love you.
623-271, God bless you. How are you this evening? And do you have a response on how you enjoyed the word?
Well, I always enjoy these Thursday evening words of inspiration and hope, and I'm never disappointed. And sometimes you hear something, and it's wonderful when you know that the pastor is being inspired also, and it's encouraging when Pastor Kathy gets enthused about a word that comes to her from the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Praise God. Okay, 704-635, God bless you. How are you this evening, and do you have a response on how you enjoyed the word?
I definitely really enjoyed the word, and then it's crazy. For like the last hour and a half trying to get my daughter the way she needed to be, and it was a traffic accident on every single corner, and I finally got her to where she needed to be. Safely, and then, you know, I wasn't even thinking that the day was Thursday, but then my spirit said, tune in, I know it's late. I came in within like the last 15 minutes and got like the exact word that I needed for the exact moment in real time. And so, you know, I don't get to tune in every single week, but every single time that I tune in, my spirit is always telling me to tune in, and I always get out exactly what I need for that moment of time. So I always know it's coming from the Spirit of God, and I'm very thankful that Pastor Kathy delivered that to us.
Amen. God bless you.
Okay, like all these people sneaking in, they about child, that's one of our spiritual sons. Oh my goodness, bless the Lord. I'm telling you, I got a crew on here tonight. Thank you.
Amen.
God bless you guys. Amen.
Praise God. God bless you, Pastor Stephen. How are you this evening? And
oh,
do you
not the
have
love
a
of
response?
My life.
And do you have a response on how you enjoyed the word this evening? Amen.
Amen. I praise God for being in the midst of still being in the land of the living. I'm just glad that I can walk and talk and be able to hear what thus says the Lord. And, you know, I just want to let the radio listeners understand, but me and Pastor Kevin, that's one thing that we do for each other. You know what in the Bible where it says iron sharpens iron, and that's exactly how it is. And that's how God pours into our spirit because, listen, you know, even though I'm a pastor, that word it did something for me. You know, it gave me strength. And, you know, sometimes, like I say, I forgot about, you know, when I was laying on that hospital bed and the doctor was saying, well, we're going to have to do this and we're going to have to do that. And like I said, I looked over and I did. I looked over at her and I said, is it going to be all right? And my wife said, yes, it didn't come to hurt you. And, you know, I knew that it was straight from God. And like tonight, she's coming straight from the Lord, from God's voice. So I really enjoyed it. I haven't been on Thursdays, but I needed it. I needed strength. I needed I needed to hear my wife preach me into happiness.
Praise God. God bless you, Ben.
Amen.
And he's at work right now, so I thank God he was able to sneak in and get on. So thank God for that. God bless you, boy. Love you.
And we also want to like to thank our caller 623-584 and caller 212-831 for showing up in the spirit and didn't find it robbery to hear the word of God this evening. Amen. So at this time, I love the message, Pastor Castle. Fantastic. As Pastor Stephen said, I got exactly what I needed. And at this time, Pastor Kathy is going to come with the call to salvation and the benediction as we are coming to a closing of this part of our program for this evening. Amen. Back to you, Pastor Kathy.
I, as you calling out these numbers, I'm shaking in my boots because I know there was some heavy hitters on the line. Even my sister-in-law, Pastor Angie Williams, oh, my goodness, those are some heavy hitters. And I'm sitting there going, ooh, this will be the night with my wall burning and tangling. But I bless God, the message still went forth. We thank God for everybody that joined the call. My husband being able to get on, the love of my life. He got on. Our spiritual son got on. And other people got on that hung up because they didn't want to say nothing. But we thank God at least they stood to hear the word.
Amen.
And that's all that matters is that you get the word. I can't do it for you. He can't do it for you. She can't do it. You've got to do it for yourself. You've got to get it for yourself.
Amen.
No one can get it for you. You can't get no blood transfusion here unless you're talking about the blood of Jesus. So right now, God is saying for all of you that haven't come in yet, because you hear what he said. He says, the ones you gave me, I did not lose one. For all of you that are under the sound of my voice, and I'm not just talking to the ones that haven't come in yet. I'm talking to the ones that are in with a leg still hanging out. I'm talking to all of us. You can never be too close to God. You just keep getting closer and closer and closer, and you still can never be too close. So
Amen.
We thank God tonight. But for the ones that don't know him, God has made it easy. It is no long drug-out process. It's you saying, Father God, I'm a sinner. Forgive me of my sins. I believe your son Jesus died on the cross for my sins. Come into my life. I will make you my Lord and Savior. That's the prayer of salvation. And the next thing is you pray and ask God to lead you to a good household of faith. So you can continue to come into the knowledge of who he is, what he does, what he loves, what he hates, so you can walk in his likeness. That's what God is looking for, someone that is willing to be a follower, right, that will allow him to shape and mold you and lead and guide you in the way you're supposed to travel down the road that he traveled down. We thank all of you tonight. We love you, and so does God. Stop beating yourself up. For all of you that love him and fell a little bit short and fell down, get back up. Keep it moving.
Yes.
He looked at Peter and said, you love me, don't you? Okay, then go feed my sheep. He wasn't trying to get Peter to convince him. He was trying to get Peter to convince himself, to remind himself, I still love God. I messed up, but I still love God. And that's what he's saying to us tonight.
Yes.
Even though you messed up, he knows you still love him.
Amen.
He's a forgiving people, God.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Yes.
God is shaking it off and throwing it in the sea of forgetfulness. How about you taking it and throwing it in the sea of forgetfulness?
Come on. Breathe
so you can keep traveling to see what else he got for you. What else he got for you? Knowing that no matter what stumbling block may be along your way, God is already there with you.
Yes, he is. Thank you, Jesus.
Come on now. We thank God for all he's done, all he's doing, and all that he's going to do. We thank God for everybody giving ear
to hear what thus says the Lord. Precious and Heavenly Father, we thank you tonight for this word, oh God. Thank you for blessing and keeping us. My goodness. Thank you for making that crooked path straight again. On the days when we love you, on the days when we don't, you're standing there making our crooked path straight. And for that, we say thank you. We honor you. We glorify your holy name, oh God. We lift you up high above the earth just for being who you are in all of your glory. We pray that you continue, oh God, as we continue to acknowledge you, that you will direct each and every one of our paths, oh God, that we would walk upright before you and you alone. Why? Because as a man's ways please God, he will make his enemy at peace with him. So we thank you for all you've done, all you're doing, and all you're going to do. We ask all of these blessings. In the mighty name of your son, Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Back to you, Evangelist Hilda. God bless you guys.
God bless each and every one of you. Bless, may he bless your homes, your lives, and your finances in Jesus' name. And we love you and thank you.
Love
once
you guys.
Again. Love you too for tuning in to another episode of Pray One for Another. May God bless you and heaven smile upon you till we meet again tomorrow at 6 p.m. when we come with our sweet hour of prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m., Evangelist Hilda will be here with a word from the Lord. Amen. So God bless. Stay safe. And we love you guys. And on that note, we are going out on All Belongs to You. Praise God.
The
thank you for tuning in. And if you'd like to be a blessing to this ministry, you can send your love gift offerings to Pray One for Another, P.O. Box 596, Bronx, New York, 10468.